what's going on? Can you correct my vision? Helping my decision. What's going on? You know what I'm needing. You won't find me kneeling. Should I be standing on a chair? My hands are waving in the air. You know as well as I do now, I'm going to get to you somehow.
Outside my window. taste. Wow. A taste of summer, Laz.
Yes. Hi, listener.
Morning Sun. And What's Going On from Rory Gallagher, that amazing band, Taste. Oh,
amazing band indeed. The reason we're playing that is that this week we're celebrating the 1970 Bath Festival of Blues and Progressive Rock, which took place the 27th and 28th of June 1970 at Shepton Mallet in Somerset. Taste didn't actually appear there, but the reason I'm playing that is because they played in the first blues festival, which was actually took place in Bath, the recreation ground, the year before. But many of the bands that actually appeared there also appeared on the festival featuring. So we just thought we'd choose Taste to play that. Not only that, I'm also playing that for Stephen Loud in Cheltenham, who I'm sure is listening, along with my sister Jill. And I thought you'd like to hear that. Anyway, this is Les Newman and Chris Bent celebrating the Bath Festival of Blues 1970.
And still to come, Donovan and Flock and Coliseum and Fairport Convention. It's a beautiful day. Keith Harley, Steppenwolf, Johnny and Edgar. And that's just this week, because we'll carry on doing this next week when we could well hear crisps being eaten by Les. Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Dr. John the Bird, Country Joe, Candy, Jefferson Airplane. Whoa. Do you know, I used to wish I'd been born about 5 years earlier. I still kind of do.
Well, I actually went there, so.
Yeah, I was just that little bit too young to have gone to some of these festivals. So it gives me an excuse to play another track by Taste, because this is me, born on the wrong side of time.
Shake with fear as they watch his serpentine. And you can smell their fear as they stand and curse the fact that they're alive. We'll be right back. yourself that someday you'll do just fine. You know that you live through a lie. We'll only find out what went wrong when the sun makes us fry.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
When I look out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be.
That it's strange, so strange. Pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Mm-hmm. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
What do you think I see?
Some cat looking over his shoulder at me. And he's strange. Sure is strange. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch, yeah. Beatniks out to make it rich. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch, yeah. Must be the season of the witch.
Must be the season of the week.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
From a recently released recording of Donovan at the BBC, and thank goodness somebody hung on to something in that in that great society. There Is a Mountain, not Donovan's most profound lyrics, preceded by Donovan's very profound lyrics for Season of the Witch. Over to Les.
Over in
the beer tent, probably.
Hello, probably. Right. Yeah, so this weekend we're celebrating the Bath Festival of Brews and Progressive Rock, 50 years ago this weekend. Year previously, as I mentioned, was the first Bath Festival of Blues, set up by Freddie Bannister and his wife Wendy. And because that went down very well, a lot on that bill actually was Fleetwood Mac, 10 years after, Led Zeppelin, The Nice, Chicken Shack, Colosseum, and Principal Edwards, amongst others. So, and that sold about 30,000 tickets, I believe, in the first week. So, that because it was successful, it was actually in the middle of the Bath, so he decided to move it over to Shepton Mallet, to where that this festival was taken. Incidentally, when you look through rock history, you can see this was the beginnings of what is now known as the Glastonbury Festival. This was the first time that there'd been a really big outdoor festival in the country. It was sort of a rival, not quite as big as Woodstock, but it was the first time that such a large event had been undertaken in Britain. So this is the first, and you can trace all festivals in the country back to the Bath Blues Festival in 1970. Anyway, Donovan wasn't supposed to be on the bill. What had happened was, it was from what I remember, we went down on Saturday, and it was sort of like by the time we got there, that it was just like, as you've seen on the Woodstock film, there was just the road, every road was jammed. We'd thumbed a lift down there. When it started to slow down, we got off and decided to walk with our tents, me and a couple of friends. We was about 3 or 4 miles from the venue. Anyway, there'd been several people gone the night before a lot, and they'd been entertained by a guy called the Fat Harry's Band. Unfortunately, we can't get any. I haven't been able to get anything from them. Maybe we might be able to play something from next week. But Fat Harry started off the proceedings along with Mike Raven on the, which had the, as was obligatory with these things, you had the rolling rock disco that went along with it. And also John Peel was one of the compares as well. So, you know, anyway, it was supposed to kick off at 11:45. And because of the chaos of everybody trying to get in, none of the bands had turned up. So obviously Freddie and the crew were beginning to worry. What happened was Donovan, who happened to be there, said he'd fill in until the bands turn up. So he actually played for free. And there were a couple of tracks he played there. He had quite a set, actually. He played quite a number of tracks. And when Donovan came on stage, he actually played for a couple of hours. First, There Is a Mountain were just played. And Season of the Witch. So quite a good start, thing. And that, after a couple of hours, then the next band, which would happen to be... this is Keith Hartley.
I got a lot to say. Why don't you just hear me out? Today might be my last day. I ain't pointing no finger. The end is nigh, it's not written on my back. What I'm about to say, I believe it's a fact. You know the time. lot to say. Why don't you just hear me out? Today might be my last day.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Meeting. You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Walking in the park with John Heisman's Coliseum. And in the middle, we had Fairport Convention, Matty Groves from that great album, Lesion Leaf. Yeah. And we began with, if I get this right, where did we begin? Did we begin with, Les?
It was, well, we start with Keith Hartley.
Keith Hartley. This was so long ago.
Yeah, I know.
It was called The Time Is Near. It seems so long ago now.
I know. It certainly is. Well, I can vaguely remember the day. All I remember is it was a really wet weekend. I mean, just we took some plastic, but we just took plastic stuff to wear around us. We got nowhere near the stage because by the time we got there, there must have been about 20,000 people there already by the time we got there. In saying that, that stopped the bands getting there as well because that's why Donovan played for about 2 hours because he was wait. him and there's Joe Jammer were filling in while the bands were arriving. Of course, what happened was people were getting a bit annoyed with Joe Jammer because he weren't that good. He was all right, but he got pretty boring after a while. Donovan was okay. But, Joe Jammer kept going on and on, and I thought, oh, when's this guy going to get off? Anyway, next thing we know, there's a whole group of, it must have been about 30 Hells Angels turned up on their bikes. And they were actually, they were, I don't know where they came from, but anyway, they were running into the crowd. The crowd had to move to let these guys past. And on the passengers on the back of these bikes with the Angels were none other than Dave Swarbrick and the rest of the Fairport Convention team. Unfortunately, Sandy Denny didn't appear. She wasn't there, so she was replaced by Richard Thompson. So the lineup was Richard Thompson, Dave Swarbrick, Dave Pegg, Simon Nicol, and Dave Mattox. That was the lineup on that day. So Sandy Denny wasn't actually there. But anyway, the guys came in with their instruments on the back of these the back of these motorcycles. The crowd was clearing. They delivered them to the stage. And then what happened next was the Angels decided to then park up at the front of the stage. And that's where they stayed for the rest of the day. So what a memory that would. You know, Fairport Convention, what a complete contrast. The Fairport Convention with some real hard rockers taking them to the, so they could get to the stage. Amazing. Yeah. Because that was a great set from Fairport Convention. Then after them, of course, it was John Heisman's Coliseum. Amazing. One thing we did look forward to with that, of course, was the legendary John Heisman drum solo, which won't seem to go on and on and on, but it was just incredible. One of the best I've seen him do that several times. Well, that was one of the best he'd ever done. He was doing. And I think the next track was the one he was actually did it in. So over to you, Chris.
The Machine Demands a Sacrifice. Drum solos are always better when you hear them live, aren't they?
Yes, yes. So he was unbelievable.
This is just the studio version of Coliseum. The Machine Demands a Sacrifice. It appeared on their album Valentine Suite. And then we'll play It's a Beautiful Day, who were the next to appear, apparently.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, and
yeah. So after Coliseum did about, they did Valentine's. After about 70 minutes, they did that. Then It's a Beautiful Day were on next. They turned, mind you, about this time, Fairport Convention came on around about 5:30 for an hour or so. So Coliseum, I didn't actually about seven. Bear in mind, it's about 7 o'clock in the evening now. So most people have been there from the night before. We'd been there from the early morning, getting all weary, and I was falling asleep. We'd already had a bit of rain, but it wasn't anything compared to what came later. But more of that as we get on to the night session.
Loaded road signs, they point white bird in a golden cage alone. The leaves blow across the long black road to the darkened sky in its rain.
You're listening to Chris B. Chris B. Chris B.